You're late.
Did you see me drive up?
Let me guess. You're trying to lose weight, so you're walking everywhere. Good plan.
No, I'm walking because my sorry excuse for a vehicle broke down.
Again?
Again. Can I write off my car getting towed as a business expense?
No.
Are you joking?
No.
Stupid IRS.
Yeah, stupid. Now get in here and put the headphones on and record everything that you can.
I feel dirty.
They make these things now called showers. They're wonderful.
No, this. This microphone that picks up stuff through walls.
It's not a domestic, Monty. We were hired to see if our Mr. Hampstead is selling corporate info to a competitor.
Still dirty.
I'm going home to sleep. Which you aren't allowed to do.
I hear ya.
Monty, we've been through this before.
Never again, Jody. Promising and crossing my heart and all that.
This is big dough for the agency.
My agency.
Our agency. I'm tired, Monty. And as much as I would love to stand here and exchange repartee that is neither witty nor productive, I'm not. I'm going home to sleep. Point and record, little man. And since you didn't bring your car, I'll get a cab at the corner.
Do that. And why don't you take a shower? Your car stinks.
Oh, clever. Not. No sleeping, Monty.
I promised. Hey! I was only doing what I was hired to do, fellas. No joke, it's not my fault. Industrial espionage isn't my thing, I swear! Did I mention the black belt?
What did I say about falling asleep?
Jody, I think these guys want to hurt me.
Only if I tell them to. What did I say about falling asleep not being an option?
You mean this is... Oh, hate isn't a strong enough word.
Amen, brother. Thanks, guys. Put it on my tab.
You have a tab with those cretins?
Fall asleep again, and those cretins will strip you down to your socks and leave you in the city park.
Just my socks?
Want to test it?
What if I'm not wearing socks? This is my I'm not speaking to you face.
What's your beef? I haven't seen you in 2 days.
Since the sock threat.
Guess what this is?
Your resignation letter. I accept.
Payment for the job, Dip. On my stakeout, the guy blurts out enough to get him thrown in prison for a lifetime.
I'm jealous.
So, job well done, goody for us. Now, we're paid.
I'll deposit it immediately, since we have rent to pay on the office.
Where are you going?
You're Bulldog Drummond. You tell me.
Come on, Monty. We have a client.
Another one? Okay. But this is getting to be a habit. This is a college campus.
Hibbler University, to be precise.
You know why I hate college campuses? Because they remind me of college.
Which you loathed. I get it. Our future client is a student.
What's she going to pay us with? Financial aid?
Your optimism is underwhelming. Let's go. We're meeting her at the student union.
Ah, yes. Where freshmen get stuffed into trash cans, the food is 7 years old, the pool tables are uneven, and your girlfriend dumps you in front of 75 international students who all post the blessed event on Facebook.
You should have gone to Votech.
I did. Come on, before I break out into hives.
Leah Reynolds.
Jody Weller, and this is Monty Adams.
Glad you could make it.
Miss Reynolds, could you tell us...
Hold that thought while I send this text.
Miss Reynolds, you said something about your...
Hold that thought too.
I hate you.
Sorry. I'm just at my wit's end trying to find him.
Who? Your cocker spaniel? Your cat?
His attempt at levity.
You have to understand that this is all new for me. I've never had anyone go missing before.
Who are we?
He's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. Big doe eyes and so sweet.
Wait, are we really talking about a missing pet here?
A pet? No, my fiancé.
Your fiancé? You're still in college.
I know. Isn't it romantic?
Someone else need a text?
Kenny Alexander. We got engaged 2 weeks ago. He did it here on campus. He shot the whole thing and posted it on YouTube.
Who says romance has been shot in the head?
I know, right? And then 3 days ago, he disappears.
Maybe he wants you to call it off, but doesn't know how to tell you.
Sensitive much?
Sorry. That was just right off the top of my head. Ignore me.
You are a genius. Come on, hon. Let's go outside and get a breather.
When you say disappeared, what does that mean exactly?
No phone calls, no texts.
That must hurt.
He hasn't been going to class, he's not at his apartment, his friends haven't seen him. No Facebook, no Twitter, Pinterest, Tumblr, or Reddit posts, pins, or messages. He hasn't been at work and his parents haven't heard from him. He's off the grid completely.
The answer here, Leah, is go to the police.
I called the campus cops 24 hours after he last talked to me. They said they were on it.
How about some actual police?
They said they would be working with the local cops on it.
Then maybe you should wait and let them do their work?
But it's been 3 days. Mr. Adams, I'm not sure why you're reluctant to take my case here. If it's the money, that's no problem. I can pay the rates you have posted on your website.
Don't worry about the rates.
Okay, look. You're right. I'm not too keen on finding missing people.
Your website says you do.
Yeah, it does. Explain that, Mr. Adams.
I would say something like a marketing ploy, but that gets folks in trouble. All right, Leah, we'll see what we can find on him. Can you send us all his information?
Done. I did it via my phone while we were in the union. I'm worried.
Don't be. We'll see if we can find him.
I have to go to class. It seems so stupid to go with Kenny gone, but I really need to.
No, go. Keep to your normal routine.
Call as soon as you know anything, please.
Just one question, Mr. Adams. Do you want to work as a detective? Because it sure doesn't look like it these days.
Don't get all huffy with me, sister.
I've got a question for you, and no lame attempts at a comeback.
Shoot.
Do you want to be a detective or not?
I opened my own agency, didn't I? That you're blackmailing me to be a part of.
Oh, so it's me.
Yeah, it's the Monty Adams Agency, Jody. That's what the sign says.
I wasn't the one who committed fraud, pretending that your agency is bigger and more important than what it is.
You broke in to find that out.
Which you can't prove. I'm in this agency to stay and to make it work.
Ah, there's the rub.
That's a problem for you? Or do you like napping on a job? Or insulting?
I liked it when it was just me and my agency.
Morning. Hazelnut with half and half, touch of soy milk, pinch of cinnamon, and just a hint of nutmeg. Just like you like.
No sweetener?
This is me ignoring you. Still pouting? I gave you a full day to get it out of your system.
I wasn't pouting, Jody.
What you up to?
Trying to find Kenny Alexander.
Wait, I think my heart just stopped.
Is it criminal to want someone dead?
Nope. Thoughts don't count. I have extremely violent ones all the time about someone we both know.
Mr. Alexander has somehow erased his electronic footprint.
And I verified what Leah said. He hasn't been at work, his folks are worried as they haven't heard from him, and his roommates have nary a clue.
Can I be serious for a moment here?
I don't know. Let's see.
I think I'll...
Let me save you the trouble. You're thinking foul play and not the kind with birds.
How good of a chance is that, do you think?
Let's not jump to that one until we've got the body.
You know how to make a boy feel great.
No credit or debit card use from dearest Kenny?
Nope. He must be cash heavy. Lucky.
Come on. Put on a happy face.
What for?
Client visit number two.
This is my favorite spot on campus.
Something to do with the elusive fiancé?
I wish. No, I came across this spot on my way to Camp One my freshman year. Everyone hangs out on the quad or in the union, but hardly anyone stops long enough here to notice the trees, the grass.
The need for texting, I'm sure, precludes all of that.
Precludes? I thought you had an aversion to higher ed.
I do, but not big words.
Leah, all we're asking for is any of Kenny's habits. Where he goes, what he does in his downtime, that type of thing.
I told you everything I know. This was a bit of a whirlwind romance.
Still getting to know each other phase, then?
You could say that. He works, he goes to class, hangs out at the union playing pool and drinking coffee. We see each other when we can.
See, that's what makes these things tough.
What things?
Missing persons. The longer they're gone...
And I thought I had bad bedside manner.
No, it's all right. I've thought of that too.
And no extracurricular activities at all?
Can't think of a thing.
Hey, there you are, girl.
I told you I would be here.
Yeah, sorry.
This is Katie Brinkley. She's my roommate. These are the detectives to find Kenny, Monty, and Jody.
And sometimes Guardian. I can't get a date, and she's engaged before anyone can turn around.
Did you know Kenny?
Yeah. Hard to avoid him being Leah's roomie.
But you knew him before that. In fact, you knew him before I did.
Well, I guess so.
Guess so?
Yeah. He and some buddies of his like to run this Vamps versus Peeps game every fall on campus.
Vamps versus Peeps?
It's a variation of humans versus zombies.
I've heard of that.
But with the scare of guns on campus, and the last time humans versus zombies was played here at the school, a guy nearly got his eye shot out with a Nerf gun.
Whoa, back up. What are you talking about?
A lovely pastime as part of your stay in higher education. It's a variation on the old assassin game we played in high school. Teams are picked, and one side is humans and the other zombies. And you can turn humans into zombies, and the humans can defend themselves with dart guns, rolled up socks, and something else equally as foolish.
Ouch.
It's pretty fun, man.
A lot more exciting than getting a degree, I'm sure. Or running around on brooms with the Harry Potter bunch.
Oh, we do that too. It's a blast.
Kenny didn't like it too much. That's why he and some of his friends started Vamps versus Peeps last fall. They just finished up this year's game a couple weeks ago.
After the guy nearly got blinded with a dart, the school banned it. Kenny and a couple others started Vamps versus Peeps. Same premise, but played at night.
Naturally.
But they got another angle on it this year. They charged a fee for anyone wanting to play.
Enterprising group of guys. How much?
100 a pop.
Say what?
I didn't know anything about that.
And when you get more than 100 students in on it.
I can do the math.
Hold on. My phone.
She's a gunslinger with that thing.
One of my sorority sisters spied Kenny's car.
No way did they find it.
We'll check it out.
Where?
Grocery store off of Matherton and Park Lane.
We'll check on his car and... Could you text me the names of the others in the Vamps game?
Sure.
Looks like the car has been here a while.
And how do you know that, pray tell?
You can tell by the accumulation of dust on it.
There isn't any dust.
The hood is ice cold.
Ice cold? Are you the type prone to exaggeration for dramatic effect?
See? Ice cold.
How did you ever pass your investigator's exam?
It's locked.
We need to call the police on this.
Wait a minute. I used to own a car like this once upon a time. I think I still have an old key to it.
And what? You think it will magically fit? Do you know which law you're about to break? Or did you forget that part on the test?
You worry about the little things in life. Anyway, you're the one prone to B&E.
You have yet to prove it. I'll tell you what. I'll wait over here while you do that.
Oh, hey there, ma'am. I was...
Trouble with the car, sir?
With the car? No way.
I sat over there and watched you try every key in the lock.
Yeah, I know. This key got bunged up and I was going to get a new one, but I...
What were you going to do? Crawl through the trunk? Ever seen a cop show, sir?
Plenty. Is this the part where you read me my rights?
Boy, you sure are quick. Turn around, please, sir.
And all for trying to get into my car.
It's not your car, sir. We just got a call about this car being missing.
You what?
You have the right to remain silent.
Morning.
Is it? I have no idea, as I've been stuck in the gulag all night. Is that coffee?
Hey, get your own!
I just did.
You didn't tell me you don't have a bail bondsman on retainer.
Oh, hey, that reminds me.
Tell me you don't have a bail bondsman on retainer, and I will cause bodily harm that could be construed as assault. So, the good news is you have one now. The bad news is that you needed one in the first place.
Don't lecture me, Jody. I get it.
You may have tarnished the name of the agency.
My agency, which I can tarnish anytime I want.
Now you're being childish. I'm in, and that's it.
Blackmailer.
Idiot.
Highwayman.
That's woman, and you're stupid.
Are you done?
Yeah. You?
Done. I'm hungry. Is it lunchtime?
Close enough.
Where are we on the case?
We?
You. Fine, you.
That Katie gal sent me a couple of names from the Vamps game, but they have class until mid-afternoon.
Better still, lunch is on me. Let's go. Hey, Unc. This is Jody Weller. Working on the car yet again? And on your vacation?
You know me, I don't like to go anywhere, and your aunt's car needs work on it constantly.
Hiya.
Hey there, nice to meet you. Dale Adams. Oh, wow. It's really nice. Wow.
Dale, this isn't...
Sorry. It's just that your Aunt Julie and I never thought that you would ever even...
What are you talking about?
Oh, crap.
We've had a bet going on it, as a matter of fact, Monty. Sorry, your aunt says you'll eventually bring a girl around, which apparently you're doing as I speak, and I said absolutely not this side of eternity. Oh, boy, am I going to have to pay up or what?
You've got this wrong, Mr. Adams.
No, Dale. No. As in no. Nay. Negatory. Nope. No. No.
I don't understand. You've come over for a free meal, I assume, and you've brought over a female-type person.
That would be me.
It's not like that. She's my partner.
Oh, right. That's what they call it these days, isn't it? Sorry. Your aunt and I can hardly keep up with all these newfangled ideas and terms that go along with them.
No, really. I'm his partner.
I hear ya.
In the business.
Since when?
Let's just say Jody here found a way to make herself useful.
So when you say partner, you mean partner?
Yes, sir. Partner. In the agency.
Oh, I apologize.
No problem.
Oh, his aunt and I keep hoping, you know? I jumped the gun.
You bounded over it. Is Aunt Julie here?
Yeah, she's in the basement rearranging furniture. Go help her.
Dale.
Stuttering I did not do, punk. Earn your keep.
Oh, just so you know, I spent the night in jail.
Say what?
Monty said his aunt's cooking is divine.
If only she was. Jail?
Just overnight. A misunderstanding.
And they didn't hurt him? Oh, I never cease to be amazed. I take it there's a story about how you got in the agency.
More like a saga, like the Vikings tell.
Well... If Monty tells it, yeah, he's none too thrilled with the arrangement.
How can you tell?
I raised that boy. Well, his aunt and I did.
How'd that happen?
He hasn't told you? His mother, my sister, is a slice of fruitcake. I love her because I have to, but she left Monty here when he wasn't even two and took off on the road.
Oh.
But don't give him any sympathy, I don't.
Really?
Well, his aunt does. I've been holding out hope for the agency.
Why is that?
Because he's his mother's son, and I've been trying to knock it out of him for the past 25 years.
Has it worked?
You tell me. It's your turn now. I broke his plate around here a long time ago.
I suppose you're telling me this, so I'll understand him a bit more.
Understanding? No! I expect you to bust him in the kneecap when he needs it. Which I approve of, just so you know.
I like him.
You would?
Yes, I would. Now, let's go talk to some college boys.
I don't like the way you say that.
Hello? Hello? I'm bleeding all over myself here.
You okay?
Yes, bleeding from a gash in my head is something I do all the time.
Hey, calm down, man. You Tony Osborne?
You'd think the dispatchers at 911 wouldn't put you on hold. Hello?
Tony.
Yes?
We called earlier. Is your roommate here?
No, he isn't. He's the one who busted me in the head with a beer bottle, egged on by his psycho girlfriend.
Ah, the college life.
Your roommate?
Former roommate. It seems that a lot of us are looking for Kenny.
And the 10 grand.
We'll take your silence as a yes.
Do you know where he is?
Man, why don't you two...
Hey, big man. This just escalated with you getting busted over the head. If he isn't found soon, it will also escalate with the police. His fiancée wants him found.
Fiancée? You mean Leah?
Is there another one? Tell us about the game.
Jared, Kenny, and I started the Vance versus Peeps game, but we had no idea so many students would pay the entry fee.
10 grand begets a busted head. Nespa?
Jared took off looking for Kenny, but he doesn't know where he is.
Where is he, Tony?
Ah, man.
Those steps were a beast.
The second story?
Would you do the honors?
What a gentleman you're not. Kenny Alexander?
Hey, Ken, your Barbie has been looking for you.
You've been waiting a long time to use that one, haven't you?
You have no idea.
Kenny?
He's, not here at the moment. Sorry, who did you say you were again?
The police, Kenny. Open up.
I think you made him bolt, Officer Fife. Try the door.
You ever busted down a door?
Today I have.
It's not what it looks like.
Is he dead?
Kenny, what have you done? Leah didn't say anything about you being a homicidal maniac.
Leah sent you? No, she's not supposed to. Gotta run. Tell Leah I didn't do this.
Kenny!
Another village is missing its idiot right about now.
And boy, do they sure miss him.
Call 911 while I retrieve our intrepid friend.
The police will be here pretty quick.
That's why I'm looking him over. He was shot right in the chest. Right in the pump from the way it looks.
Right in the pump? Who are you people?
Your fiancé hired us to find you. And here you are with a dead body. And thanks for running away. That instills lots of...
My fiancé? Oh, Leah.
Who is it?
It's Jared Carey. I went out for groceries about an hour ago, and when I got back, that's what I found.
So you decided to move him?
You banged on the door. I panicked.
Banged on the door? Really? More like a tap.
I take it the money is in the bag.
Money? Hey!
For future reference, Kenny, a duffel stuffed with dough never looks suspicious.
It's the best I had at the time.
That's the 10 grand from the Vamps game you play?
10 grand? Who told you that?
The lovely Katie.
Katie? She wouldn't know about the money. Tony, Jared, and I ran the game. She was just a player.
I'm no bank teller, but this has got to be more than 10 grand.
Try 15.
15 grand? You had 150 college students that all paid $100 a pop to play your idiotic game?
It isn't. It's a blast to play. And yeah, about 150.
And they say just getting a GED is not too bright.
What all does Leah know?
I think that's the least of your worries. You're walking around with 15 grand and someone blew your buddy away.
And why are you hiding out anyway?
Do we have to do this now? I can only handle one thing at a time.
Here's to stating the complete obvious, Captain.
As in Captain Obvious, you're a funny guy. Do the cops have to know about the money?
Did you get a good look at your friend over here, Ken? He's dead. He's got a hole in his chest big enough to put my fist in.
I know that. I found him. You didn't answer my question.
Feel free to spend it without any twinge of guilt, Moneybags. It should give you and Leah a good start.
Maybe I should mention this before we go any further here, but the engagement to Leah was... Well, it was...
Part of the game.
No. Nuh-uh.
Long story short, I was playing, got turned into a vamp, and Tony and Jared thought it would be fun to change the script of the game if I got engaged in character.
And Leah didn't know this?
I'm a good role player. What can I say?
I am about to punch you in the face for all womankind!
Hey now, is it professional to beat up the client's missing person we were hired to find?
Today it is!
Guys, I think we better talk to the cops.
He is a worthless piece of—
Whoa now! Professionalism and all that.
How about dirtbag?
That's the best you've got? Let's go talk to the police. So, about that time, I heard movement behind the door and busted it in.
You broke into the premises?
The way you say it doesn't sound good.
It isn't.
Well, that's how it happened, officer.
We have laws against that.
I know that. Of course I know that.
Sir, you'll need to come with us, please.
I'm finding, Ken, that hate is a comforting thing right now. I'm not speaking to you.
You just did.
Jody.
How are we going to communicate? Charades? Oh, okay. Two words. First word. Eat. Chew. Bite.
Yes.
Stop talking. Second word. You're pointing to yourself. Oh, clever. You just better thank your lucky stars that we were able to bail you out today.
You're right. I am feeling so lucky. Like when I broke that mirror a couple years back?
Monty, Kenny is with me.
My stars just fell out of alignment. What is he doing here? The case is over, isn't it? I mean, except for my multiple cases of breaking and entering.
He doesn't want to see Leah alone.
Why not handle that while I rotted in jail?
We are partners, Monty. As soon as we get them back together...
Just so he can tell her it was all a part of a game.
Then the case is over.
And then I'm taking vacation. Oh, wait. I can't leave town. In the back, Ken, before I steal Leah's thunder and break your face.
Hey, man, I'm sorry.
In the back. Please tell me we're still getting paid for this.
We'll be paid. Right now, a bit of tact is called for.
Fresh out. Fi says she hits him in the gut.
Not the face. You're on.
Yes!
Put it on my tab.
You don't have one. Oh, Kenny boy, you've made one man very happy just now. Let's hope for a cracked rib.
She didn't take it too well.
Hooray for womankind.
And to think, she paid for the privilege of finding out you're a bum.
It was just part of the game.
And now you're 15 grand the richer.
Please, bill me your fee. I will gladly pay it.
I think you ought to make the boy with the money pay.
I'll second that.
It's not all his money.
It was about to be.
Hiding out from your friends so you could keep all the money. Now that Jared's dead, Tony deserves half that money.
Tony got caught up in the tail end of it. Jared and I set up the whole thing and sent out the invites via Facebook and college email.
But Tony was busted over the head with a beer bottle.
Yeah, you said, listen, I'm done here, and since I tried hiding my car across town, I need a ride.
Who would even let you in their car?
You'd be surprised. See ya.
I'm completely humiliated.
Don't be. He isn't worth being humiliated over.
So, that's it?
Until they find who killed Jared.
So, Tony knew where Kenny was hiding out, but Jared didn't?
Jared has a terrible temper. It's a wonder Kate even stayed with him.
Katie.
As in your friend, Katie?
Yeah, why? That's who's picking Kenny up. One more stab in the back.
Guess who else knew about the entry fee setup?
I hope your shoes were made for running, Monty. It's Katie!
Don't get in the car, Kenny.
Time to go, Kenny.
Hit the deck!
Don't just stand there catching flies, bright boy. Call the police! That was the college dean of students. I think I may have just numbered Vamps versus Peeps days on this earth.
A little late with Kenny getting a cool 15 large out of it.
Where does your lingo come from? Are you watching Bogart again?
Every chance I get. Get some glasses.
This is how we celebrate in this agency?
When you're on a root beer budget, yes. When we get on a champagne budget, then we'll see.
Feel good to be a detective today?
Yes, it really does. And I may keep you around as part of it.
Uncle Dale would be proud.
What all did he tell you?
Drink your root beer.
You have been listening to Stagestruck Audio Theater's production of Gumshoes, A Campus Visit. In the cast, Monty, Austin Hancock, Jody, Alice Cashman, Dale, Brett Jones, Leah, Bethany Kanu, Katie, Kat Key, Kenny and Tony, Trent Poe. Script by Brett Jones. Stagestruck Audio Theater is a production of Wichita State University Theater Department.